Smoke from both the Georgia and Florida fires has caused highway closures, mandatory evacuations, and health concerns. Donna Green Townsend reports from member station WUFT in Gainesville.
Florida has received a few scattered showers from the remnants of Andrea, the first named storm of the hurricane season. But what most Floridians see falling from the sky is a smoky ash coming from Georgia and the hundreds of wildfires burning across the state. Helicopters are dropping hundreds of gallons of water on an 18,000-acre brush fire. It was sparked by lightning in north central Florida and had many rural residents taking matters into their own hands, like Paul McMahon, who dragged water hoses and sprinklers onto his roof.
Well, we're just doing the best we can, you know. It has come closer this way towards this area, and that one's getting worse too. So, I mean, they're just get ready. It's going to get worse before it gets better, you know. Yeah, pray.
Despite mandatory evacuations, many residents like Gina Starling are finding it difficult to leave their possessions behind.
I'm worried. My husband is at work in Gainesville right now, and there's four dogs actually still on the property that I tried to go get. And I can't do it myself. And I don't know, they're doing all they can, so...
57 of Florida's 67 counties have experienced wildfires. Governor Charlie Crist wanted to see the damage firsthand, so this week he flew over the state.
The smoke that I've seen is unbelievable. And when you consider the amount of acreage that's burning throughout the state of Florida, that's hard to comprehend how big that is. But when you come over and you actually fly over it and you see it, it brings it home to you.
Crist declared a state of emergency for Florida. Firefighters and equipment are coming from as far away as Pennsylvania. Bill Holland is Marion County's supervisor of the Florida Division of Forestry. Holland says drought conditions made the state ripe for wildfires.
The lack of rainfall mostly is at fault. When the fires are getting in the woods now, they're burning a lot more vegetation quicker than normally they would. It's burning a lot hotter. We don't have a lot of water standing in the swamps. I know that we're at least 20 inches below what we should be.
Florida's Division of Emergency Management even canceled a hurricane drill to focus full attention on the wildfires. Despite controversy over access to National Guardsmen in other states with recent natural disasters, like last week's tornado in Kansas, General Douglas Burnett with the Florida National Guard says Florida has the necessary personnel and equipment.
The Florida National Guard has more people home from Iraq and Afghanistan than since 9-1-1. Almost 11,000 ready to do our state's mission, responding to the needs of our citizens.
What Florida doesn't have is enough water. The state has issued a burn ban and major watering restrictions. Ironically, Floridians this year may actually be looking forward to the official start of hurricane season June 1st and possible tropical rains it could bring. For NPR News, I'm Donna Green Townsend in Gainesville, Florida.